This is the live feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On this episode of the live feed, we sit down with Winona band Karate Chop Silence. We'll explore the origin story behind their high energy performances and unique sound. Then later on, we'll dive into some of their most memorable moments as a band, including their most recent show at First Ave and 7th Street. I'm Harrison McCormick, and this is the live feed.
Hello, my name is Jake Nielsen. I play the bass guitar.
My name is Mason Smith, and I play the guitar.
My name is Ryan Amble. I play the drums, and I'm currently ordering some wings.
My name is John J. DeGrazia. I play the piano.
For people who are listening out there who might not be familiar, what's your guys' like general kind of sound? What kind of songs you play? What's like your classifiable sound?
All right. In order to describe our sound, I'm gonna have each band member say one word, and that's our sound. Crazy.
Skrr.
Ska.
Flexible.
You will not find yourself in anybody else's shoes. It's time to realize
for you, you Hollywood. Get your knee to the core. You will not find yourself in anybody. You will not find yourself in anybody else. It's your design. You realize nobody is perfect for you. You are the one. Get your knee to the core. You will not find yourself in anybody else.
So, you guys do covers or original music? What's like your game plan here?
Our main focus is making original music, but when we play live, we play funny covers from the past.
We've slowly started to morph into a band that does more covers, mainly because we just booked our first wedding gig. We're very looking forward to that.
What's like your normal place that you guys play? What's your like general scene that you guys play at?
We normally play at dive bars to crowds of moms, karate moms. That's what we call everyone who listens to our music, Karate Moms Unite. But that's all we do. We play in dive bars to karate moms and make them dance like their little karate mama butts off.
We also play to a lot of college students. And honestly, I think people of all ages can get down to our music. So we have a wide variety of humans at our shows.
Come on, baby, this isn't fair. Why can't we get along? Oh, oh. You know I've always been there. But our love, it is dying, so we have been trying so hard, baby, hard, baby. I should just go. Come on, listen to my heartbeat. Please take the feeling away. But you the feeling that's gonna be out the other day. And although I need you out, you love it to be a Romeo. Hey, it's Dante. Tried everything, I'm slowly giving up.
I wish that I had better news. We took a fall for glory.
That guy's pretty cool at the saxophone.
Nick Boobin.
I was walking home from school. This was in high school. I was golfing Friday morning. My boss said I deserved a break. No, I was walking home from high school, and it just came to me. It dawned on me, Karate Chop, comma, Silence. That's pretty funny. I'll keep that in my pocket for when I find a group that I really want to try and push to the big leagues, and so that's how that came about.
We actually, at the Red Wing Music Festival, the Big Turn Festival, we encountered our first other comma band. We were we're Karate Chop Silence, and there was another band there called Earthman comma Attack, and we killed them. It's sort of like that Jet Li movie, The One. There can only be one.
Some drum. I need something more. Find me at the bar.
hammered off a mellotron. That song's called Mellow Corn. It's a crazy-ass corn whiskey that they serve here at this fine establishment. And if you want to not remember the memories, that's the one.
Hey, right there.
Hey, one more big hand for Nick Boobin on the sax. And also, how about a hand for Hutch? Hutch with two T's.
Hutch with two T's. And a lot of jam.
Speaking of weird encounters, is there any? Has there been any embarrassing moments or anything that you've had while performing or encountered? Dante is reaching for the mic right here. He must have a juicy story.
This isn't really while performing, but this is what popped into my head. We bought a van, and then we took it to a show, and we crashed it pretty quick. That's embarrassing. Didn't.
And how's the van doing nowadays?
The van's doing good. She's back on the road, and she's ready to take us to the next chapter.
As the person who was driving the van when it crashed, I just wanted to add some context to the story. There was a blizzard going on, and the highways were quite slippery, and we hit a patch of ice and spun out and went into the guardrail back first. It's not like we were being ignorant.
I have another funny story. One time, we played a show at Ed's on Neil's birthday. No, it was on Halloween. And Neil dressed like a nurse, and then the rest of us showed up, and we were dressed like Neil.
You guys mind explaining how Karate Chop formed, or how you guys, who started it, and like how you guys got to be here?
Okay, so it started in 2015. I had just come to college. I was a freshman, and I really wanted to be a DJ. And I found myself at Mason's house. He was in a fraternity at the time, and they needed somebody to DJ. So I told them I was a DJ, and they let me play the music for a couple nights at their house parties. And then Mason and I figured out that we were both in jazz band together. So we started jamming just before like jazz rehearsal, and that's kind of how we got to like start playing music together. And then fast forward to the end of the school year, and I ended up living with Mason and a bunch of other guys in the fraternity, even though I wasn't in the fraternity. I actually made a lot of friends in the fraternity without actually joining, so I cheated the system. It was nice. And then Mason approached me saying he wanted to put together this band with some people from the area. And I was like, sure, why not? Let's do it. And then our first gig was with Sleeping Jesus on campus at the end of the summer. This is the end of summer 2016. We had put together basically all the songs in our first album from about June to August. And then at the beginning of August, or at the end of August, we played on campus. And then it all just went escalated from there.
Thank you. motion, always in motion, head down. It's how we cover up. It's gone tight enough. There's nothing left to take. Turn that fire into shame. So baby, don't make the sound. Keep it together now, or we might be found living underground. Stop me up, burn the drugs. Head over heels and low, nothing catching up. Living out in the ocean, always in motion, head down.
Thank you.
drinking. Everybody drink.
All right, we're back with Karate Chop Silence. Do you guys kind of describe your sound in a couple different ways? What are some artists that influences you guys as a band?
This is Mason. I like Daft Punk, and that I think reflects a little bit in the play style and Rat-a-tat.
As the member Jake Nielsen, I've always had kind of a hard time figuring out if what musicians did influence. I was trying to keep a straight face, but I've had a hard time trying to figure out what musicians do influence me. And the one that I've come back to, when I first started learning bass, I went through a huge Rage Against the Machine phase. And they were like the band that I like first learned the music for. So I think Tim Comerford, the bassist of Rage Against the Machine, is probably the most influential to me when it comes to playing bass and writing my own bass lines and such.
My name's Dante and I like Pink Floyd.
LL Cool J.
I've got one in my bed, two in my head, three in my phone. It's a force of habit, more so classic, it just happens. Don't get me wrong, but if wrong feels right, I might pipe up. I quite like to strike a conversation and persuade you to my place. Let's get it on.
It's called Pop Song. Find that on our next album coming out whenever we get done with it.
So if you guys write a lot of your own songs and whatnot, I know Dante and Mason are the main songwriters, so I'd like to kind of hear from you guys, like, what's your process for writing a song for Karate Chop that really, you know, envelops the sound? I don't even know if that's a word, envelops.
It's not a word.
The
call him Dictionary Dante for
Dictionary Dante. That's what they call me. I think it seems like a lot of the time Mason and I will kind of just get like a stroke of inspiration and write a whole song in a night, and then pretty much not do a whole lot of writing after that, and then we show it to Neil and Ryan, and they put their pizzazz on it, and sometimes Nick Boobin on the saxophone, and I'm gonna say that it's a the songs come from God.
Is that not true?
Is that not true?
God only speaks at 3 a.m.
Sing. nothing I know, but I'll be sensing.
What would you guys say it, or classify as your biggest accomplishment so far? I mean, you guys have been rolling for a couple years now, so...
Probably playing at the 7th Street Entry. That was pretty big.
Not only was it playing at 7th Street Entry, it was having the booker of 7th Street Entry email us during our set asking if we wanted to be an option for a national touring band. That was pretty sweet.
I would say our biggest accomplishment as a band is reflected in the camaraderie that we share 2 years later, still having a good time. We have a van so we can, like, mess around and play GameCube together, and I think if anything comes out of this band, it'll be some lifelong friendships.
These are actually all going to be our second most accomplished things as a band behind once we get sponsored by Fiji Water. Keep your eyes out. Fiji Water all day.
Would you just touch on that for the people listening at home about Fiji Water? What's the joke behind that?
In all of our Instagram posts, we try to get Fiji Water to notice us. I mean, I bathe in Fiji Water, so, I mean, the commitment is already there. You know, we just need to write it down on paper at this point.
Absolutely.
We drop their name at every single concert, just waiting for one of their representatives to be there.
Bringing it right back here. You guys have one full-length album out, and I've heard some whispers through the grapevine that you guys are gearing up for another release soon. You guys have any projects in store, any tours down the pipeline? Why don't you guys, what are your upcoming stuff?
We have a couple of singles that we're going to drop, and we're not even going to tell you, so just look out on the dark web. We're dropping our singles to the black market and the gray market, the technology market for, bootleg technology. We'll be there. So just or Spotify or whatever. Just check. Yeah. Two new songs coming soon. And you better watch out.
Better up and leave it. Na 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 na
But first I'm going to introduce the band because they're pretty chill. First up, we got Dante Chocolate Fingers DeGrazia on two keyboards. How does he do it? What? Next up, we got Ryan. He's probably going to rip like a 10-minute solo because I told him to just now, right now. On the internet, if you want to buy from us, that'd be cool, because I don't have any money because I had to buy guitar pedals because someone stole them like a boo-hoo. Hey, give every one of them a little boo-hoo. Let's hear it. Boo-hoo! I guess we're going to continue with the show or whatever. So nonchalant. So nonchalant! That song has no words. Tricked you.
We say it at every show and on the album, but follow us on the internet. That's the easiest way.
Absolutely.
And please tag Fiji Water.
Still trying to get that sponsorship, huh? All right. Any final notes or things that you guys want to let the audience know?
I just have one final note, and it's C sharp.
Couldn't have said it better myself. From Winona, Minnesota, Karate Chow Silence, a band with a lot of heart, a lot of charisma. Obviously, you can hear in the interview, there's a lot of goofiness, a lot of silliness, but I think when you guys hear these guys get on stage, you'll see there's a lot of talent there, a lot of sauce. Thank you guys for joining us here at Ed's No Name Bar, and please enjoy the musical talents of Karate Chop Silence.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.
Thank you. You guys have been awesome. Make sure to tip your bartenders, and have a good night.